Good evening. Please join with me in the call to worship. People of God, are you prepared to come to the table of Jesus Christ, whose life was poured out for you?
By the grace of God, I come to break bread with the Christ who laid down his life for me.
People of God, are you ready to go to the garden and pray with Jesus, who said, "My soul is sorrowful, even unto death"?
By the grace of God, I will struggle with him to say, "Not my will, but thy will be done."
Children of the Heavenly Father, will you follow Jesus even into the darkness and the shadows?
By the grace of God, I will pick up my cross and love others as he loves me.
Please join me in our opening hymn.
Yet by his death, we live and know your wondrous love.
which cannot be broken.
As we remember Christ's gift of fellowship at his table, and recall our own frail failings of devotion, pierce our hearts with the conviction of our own betrayals, reassure us of your abiding presence, and transform us by the Spirit of Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted.
But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that makes us whole, and with his stripes we are healed.
Jesus said, "I have earnestly desired to share this Passover with you before I suffer."
We come to the table to know the suffering and risen Lord in the sharing of the bread and the cup.
All-powerful and ever-living God, we do well always and everywhere to give you thanks through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He is the true and eternal Son of God, who established this unending sacrifice. He offered himself as a victim for our deliverance and taught us to make this offering in his memory. As we eat his body, which he gave for us, we grow in strength. As we drink his blood, which he poured out for us, we are washed. We are washed clean. And so, Holy One, we bring you these gifts. We ask you to make them holy by the power of your Spirit, that they may, as Jesus told us at the Last Supper, become his body and blood. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread. He gave you thanks and praise. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." At the end of the meal, he broke with the custom of Passover. He took the cup, and instead of offering the ritual blessing, he said, "Take this, all of you, and drink of it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Whenever you do this, do it in memory of me. The bread of life given for our salvation. The cup of life given for our salvation. Please join with me in the prayer of thanksgiving. Our Creator,
our Savior, our Sustainer. In this holy mystery, you have given yourself to us. We are eternally grateful. Empower us that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit, to give ourselves to each other in the name of Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us.
Disciples. And during supper he said, I tell you this, one of you will betray me. In great distress they exclaimed one after the other, Can you mean me, Lord? He answered, One who has dipped his hand into this bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man is going the way appointed for him. But alas, for that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed, it would be better for that man if he had never been born. Then Judas spoke, the one who was to betray him. Rabbi, can you mean me? Jesus replied, The words are yours. Then Jesus said to them, Tonight you will all fall from your faith on my account. For it stands written, I will strike the shepherd down, and the sheep of his flock will be scattered. But after I am raised again, I will go on before you into Galilee. Peter replied, Everyone else may fall away on your account, but I will never. Jesus said to him, I tell you tonight, before the cock crows, you will disown me three times. Peter said, even if I must die for you, I will never disown you. And all the disciples said the same.
After singing the Passover hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Jesus then came with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. He said to them, sit here while I go over there to pray. He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee. Anguish and dismay came over him, and he said to them, my heart is ready to break with grief. Stop here and stay awake with me. He went on a little, fell on his face in prayer, and said, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass me by. Yet not as I will, but your will be done.
Then he came to the disciples and found them asleep. He said to Peter, could you not stay awake with me for 1 hour? Stay awake and pray that you may be spared the test. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away a second time and prayed, my Father, if it is not possible for this cup to pass me by without my drinking it, thy will be done. He came again and found them asleep, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went again and prayed the third time, using the same words as before.
Thank you. And now there appeared to him an angel from heaven bringing him strength. And in anguish of spirit, he prayed the more urgently. And his sweat was blood, like blood clots falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and came to the disciples, he found them asleep, worn out by grief. "Why are you sleeping?" he said. "Rise and pray that you may be spared the test."
While he was still speaking, a crowd appeared with a man called Judas, one of the 12, at their head. He came up to Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said, "Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" When his followers saw what was coming, they said, "Lord, shall we use our swords?" And one of them struck at the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, "Let them have their way." Then he touched the man's ear and healed him. Turning to the chief priests, the officers of the temple, police, the elders who had come to seize him, he said, "Whom do you seek?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they answered. Jesus said, "I am he." When he said, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Again, Jesus asked, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they answered. Then Jesus said, "I have told you that I am he. If I am the man you want, let the others go. Do you take me for a bandit, that you have to come out with swords and cudgels to arrest me? Day after day, when I was in the temple with you, you kept your hands off me. But this is your moment, the hour when darkness reigns."
Jesus was led off under house arrest to the house of Caiaphas, the high priest, where the lawyers and elders were assembled. Peter followed him at a distance till he came to the high priest's courtyard, and going in, he sat down there among the attendants, meaning to see the end of it all. The chief priests and the whole council tried to find some allegation against Jesus on which a death sentence could be based, but they failed to find one, though many came forward with false evidence. Finally, two men alleged that he had said, "I can pull down the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days." At this, the high priest rose and said to him, "Have you no answer to the charge that these witnesses bring against you?" But Jesus kept silence. The high priest then said, "By the living God, I charge you to tell us, are you the Messiah, the Son of God?"
Jesus replied, "The words are yours, but I tell you this, from now on, you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of God and coming on the clouds of heaven." At these words, the high priest tore his robes and exclaimed, "Blasphemy! Need we call further witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What is your opinion?" "He is guilty," they answered. "He should die." Then they spat in his face and struck him with their fists. And others said as they beat him, "Now, Messiah, if you are a prophet, tell us who hit you."
Meanwhile, Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard of Caiaphas, the high priest, where Jesus had been taken, when a serving maid accosted him and said, "You were there too with Jesus the Galilean." Peter denied it in the face of them all. "I do not know what you mean," he said. He then went out to the gateway, where another girl, seeing him, said to the people there, "This fellow is with Jesus of Nazareth." Once again, he denied it, saying with an oath, "I do not know the man." One of the high priest's servants, a relation of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, insisted, "Did I not see you with him in the garden?" At that moment, while he was still speaking, a cock crew, and the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the Lord's words, "Tonight, before the cock crows, you will disown me 3 times. And he went out and wept bitterly. When Judas the traitor saw that Jesus had been condemned, he was seized with remorse and returned the 30 silver pieces to the chief priests and elders. "I have sinned," he said. "I have brought an innocent man to death." But they said, "What is that to us? See to it yourself." So he threw the money down in the temple and left them, and went and hanged himself.
As soon as morning came, the chief priests, having made their plans with the elders and lawyers in full council, put Jesus in chains. Then they led him away and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He replied, "The words are yours." And the chief priests brought many charges against him. Pilate questioned him again, "Have you nothing to say in your defense? You see how many charges they are bringing against you." But to Pilate's astonishment, Jesus made no further reply.
At the festival season, the governor used to release one prisoner at the people's request. As it happened, the man known as Barabbas was then in custody with the rebels who had committed murder in the rising. When the crowd appeared asking for the usual favor, Pilate replied, "Do you wish me to release to you the king of the Jews?" For he knew it was out of malice that they had brought Jesus before him. But the chief priests incited the crowd to ask him to release Barabbas rather than Jesus. Pilate spoke to them again, "Then what shall I do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him." "Why, what harm has he done?" Pilate asked. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him." So Pilate, in his desire to satisfy the mob, released Barabbas to them, and he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified.
Pilate's soldiers then took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, where they collected the whole company around him. They stripped him and dressed him in a scarlet mantle, and plaiting a crown of thorns, they placed it on his head, with a cane in his right hand. Falling on their knees before him, they jeered at him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They spat on him and used the cane to beat him about the head. When they had finished their mockery, they took off the mantle and dressed him in his own clothes. Then they led him away to be crucified. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, and yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power,
thank you.